Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Robert J. Fisher, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. Bob, that book's available wherever books are sold, right?
That's correct.
And tell
us how... You can also get it at the website, www.nakedportfoliomanager.com.
All right. And also, give us that site where they can get the free e-book.
Go to Change This. And then in the search window,
changethis.com.
Changethis.com, right? And just put Naked in the search window.
N-A-K-E-D in the search engine. And if you're in the South, that's Naked, but it's still spelled N-A-K-E-D. Bob, let's talk some more about some of these, the problems. Oh, were there the problems that with listening to Wall Street experts? Are there Wall Street experts operating out on Main Street, or is it only on television? And do you have to go to Wall Street to get Wall Street expertise that you think is that you and
no,
I both
no.
agree?
No, no. I mean, Wall Street does expertise it, does it, does is it, an printed word. You know, Wall Street expertise is available on the internet. Wall Street expertise is all over cable television.
So how do I? So if I'm out here on Main Street and I bump into somebody who's giving advice on investing. You know, how do I tell that they're a Wall Streeter and not somebody like you?
Well, the difference between Wall Street experts and somebody like me is that I don't use any forecasts. I don't use any predictions mm-hmm. in my methodology. What I do is simply use a rules-based methodologies that are clearly defined and unambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that what I'm looking for? If I'm trying to find somebody on Main Street to advise me in my with my investing, with my stock portfolio, with my retirement plan, I should look for someone who is approaching my strategy with logic and with math. And averages, that sort of thing, and less about what they think the price of gold is going to be in 6 months.
Let me give you the test. The test that you can use to determine whether a person is a naked portfolio manager or a Wall Street forecaster. A naked portfolio manager has a clear box. You know exactly how your portfolio is going to be managed. And here's the test. If you can go to your wife or your friend or somebody else and say, this is how my portfolio is going to be managed. My manager is going to use these rules, and I know when this happens, he's going to buy this percentage in stocks, and when this happens, he's going to buy these stocks. This is how those stocks are going to be determined. If you can explain it to a friend, then you're using a naked strategy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to your friend saying, well, my guy looks at research and he thinks about
right.
you know where the market's headed and the economy and it's real complicated and he's really smart, you're following a Wall Street analyst and you're just following Pied Piper as he's,
right.
he's walking off the cliff.
Is there a place in your ebook or your new book? And if I've got your new book, but I may have missed this, is there a place where you put side by side performance based on Wall Street expertise and performance based on naked portfolio management that are real, your real experiences?
Oh, sure, yeah. Because in the book you've got the return of mutual funds every year. About 2/3 of the mutual funds do worse than the market. And in the book, and also in the
well, you always used mutual funds though. What about there are other forms of investing? There are bonds. There are you know just a regular buying a stock, owning a stock outright. What about that? What about and currencies? Metals.
Well, I use mutual funds because they're the easiest way to measure how well this prediction method works.
Okay.
You also can use what are called separately managed funds, but their returns have not been substantially different than mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
This naked investing, this is nothing new. Benjamin Graham wrote about it. Warren Buffett wrote about it in The Intelligent Investor. He said that to be successful as an investor, you don't need to be a genius. You just need to have a disciplined framework.
Do you think Warren Buffett's success has been because he was a naked portfolio manager and not a Wall Street follower?
Warren Buffett is a closet naked portfolio manager.
I see. He won't come out. Hey, give us a website again, Bob.
It's www.changethis.com. Put naked in the search window, and the ebook comes up.
That'll get you a free ebook, and also the book is called The Naked Portfolio Manager. Thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.